the verse. I'll repeat that. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So this is the nature of a real devotee. A real devotee wants everyone to be happy. A real devotee is not so much concerned with him or herself. The real devotee is concerned how I can make others happy. Why does the devotee do that? Because the devotee knows that if I can give Krishna to others, automatically, I'll be happy. My spiritual master used to always say that let's say you have 10% Krishna consciousness and you give it out and you give it to others. At the end of the day, you now have 20. If I give you $100, my $100 is gone from my account. But spiritual bank account is different. This is why I do what I do. And this is why my wife allows me to do what I do. Because she knows, his bank account, I get half. Yes, the wife gets half of the husband's spiritual bank account. So, we have my good, very best friend, Kamlesh. How many Bhagavad Gita's CDs, DVDs you have distributed? 12,000. You get credit for 6. Ha, ha, ha. Pretty good. I don't know if it works the other way, that you get her half. Ah. Wow. That's true. But you don't do sinful act. No, you don't. So this is the devotee. The devotee wants good fortune for everyone. Now the next line. May all envious persons be pacified. Because this is why we have trouble in the world. Envy. It's the original sin. So Prahlad is saying if all the envious people are pacified, then we'll have, what is this? Are we living, is this Placentia? So if everybody in Placentia gets pacified, Placentia becomes Vaikuntha. Because Vaikuntha is that place, nobody's envious. But you all know, Placentia, Irvine, wherever, you know so many envious people, I'm sure. Maybe you work with them. You've had experience. I know, I used to work a regular job and I had to deal with envious people and it's rough. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. That is one of the results. If you do bhakti, you become calm and peaceful. As he says here, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. So in my group, those who know me, that's what we have tried to do, is create this atmosphere where we think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the supreme transcendence. Why? Because there's three transcendence: Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is the supreme transcendence. Brahman and Paramatma realization is partial. But when you realize the supreme transcendence, when you realize Bhagavan, when you render devotional service, now you have full supreme transcendence. And notice, Prahlad is signifying who that supreme transcendence is. Lord Sri Krishna. And he's here tonight in the form of Natwar, right? That's how you call? Srinathji. We have Prabhupada, Gornitai, and Srinathji. Nimai Charan, you will be tonight's pujari. Yes? So, I asked you. So do the offering at 7:30, okay? Can all the boga be ready by 7:30? Yes, you can get the tray. You do the offering at 7:30. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Krishna is the supreme transcendence. Kamlesh and Rama, you know Bhagavad Gita better than me. What does Krishna say? There's no truth what? To him. Right? And Krishna says, everything comes from me, not China. Right? So it's very clear in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the line, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Because where that verse comes, there's a list of about 20 avatars. But whose avatars is not mentioned. So after listing the 20 avatars, Sutta Goswami explains, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All these avatars are coming from the origin, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And always remain absorbed in thought of him. Isn't that exactly what Krishna says? Man mana, always think of me. Kundan Krishna Kumar's favorite verse. What does Krishna tell Arjuna in chapter 8, verse 7? Do your prescribed duty and what? And remember me. Exactly. That is another example. People want to know, how can Bhagavad Gita be practical? Here is the most practical verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Do your prescribed duty and remember Krishna at the same time. And people give the excuse, but I have to do this. I have to do this. What was Arjuna's excuse? He has to fight a war. If anybody had an excuse, it would be Arjuna. But Krishna said, I'm not letting you off the hook. I want you to fight and think of me. So, what's the problem of driving the car and thinking of Krishna? Or doing housework and thinking of Krishna. It can be done. Just requires a little determination, a little practice. And always remain absorbed in thought of him. Let's all chant the Maha Mantra.